From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. A federal judge in Boston has ordered a man suspected of trying to blow up a passenger plane held without bond until another hearing on Friday. American Airlines Flight 63 was diverted to Boston on Saturday after a flight attendant confronted a man attempting to light explosives that were hidden in his shoes. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports now from Boston, authorities still aren't sure who exactly the man is.
The suspect shuffled into the federal courtroom shackled at his hands and feet. About 6'4", unshaven, with long frizzy dark hair, he looked weary, if somewhat resigned, in his bright orange prison suit. When the judge swore him in, asking if he would tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, he shrugged. "Is that a yes?" the judge asked. He answered, "Yeah." Then when asked if he wanted a court-appointed attorney, he said yes. He's being kept in federal custody until a bail hearing on Friday. Officials say the suspect had functional explosive devices in both his shoes on board Flight 63. A flight attendant who smelled a match found him trying to ignite his shoes and called other passengers to help subdue him. So far, he faces up to 20 years in prison and fines of up to $250,000 for the federal crime of interfering with a flight crew. But U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan says more charges may well be coming.
There's no need to rush to additional charges. Mr. Reed is being detained. The investigation obviously is continuing.
There is still confusion as to the suspect's identity. He was traveling on a British passport issued to a Richard Reed. French authorities have identified him as Tariq Raja from Sri Lanka. And authorities say he's also gone by the name Abdel Rahim. As for ties to Al-Qaeda or any other terrorist groups, the FBI today would only say they are not discounting anything. Authorities also declined to comment on the type or strength of explosives on board, but U.S. Attorney Sullivan says an alert crew and the brave passengers who helped wrestle Reed down and tie him up probably prevented a major disaster.
The flight attendants and the passengers were heroic with regards to subduing Richard C. Reed.
The idea that some sort of troublemaker might turn up on another flight is on the minds of many passengers traveling through Logan today.
I'd probably be one of the people jumping on. They wouldn't get to the cockpit, put it that way.
Andrew Whitney, a burly red-headed guy, is flying from Logan back home to Omaha, Nebraska today. He's one of many who say they are ready and willing to step in if need be.
I'd like to think that if my turn came, I'd be one of them. I mean, a lot of people have sacrificed a lot more than I have, so.
Hoping it won't come to that, the FAA has ordered airports around the nation to be more vigilant about checking passengers' shoes. The French government is beefing up security at its airports. Authorities are investigating how Reed, a man with no checked bags and a one-way ticket, managed to get through security at Charles de Gaulle with explosives packed in his shoes. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.